Capitulated? That's amazing. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, Google was sued by a Christian group, Christian Institute, because they would take ads for pro-abortion organizations on search words like abortion, and they would refuse pro-life Christian groups the same opportunity with the same search words. And so now it's pretty interesting. Google has capitulated, and they said that they will create a level playing field. You know, that's what Steve Curtis does, lifecommercials.com, the best pro-life ads out there on the web and on TV and cable. Steve Curtis, lifecommercials.com, he's been doing AdWords on Google for years. You know how he's done it? He just outsmarts them. But now it's going to be easy. You know what? Could we try to reach Steve Curtis? He was in California this morning on the Wiley Drake show. Wiley Drake has a daily talk show for years. He's a significant player in America's Independent Party. And, in fact, that's the party that nominated Alan Keyes and Brian Rohrbaugh, the Keyes-Rohrbaugh ticket, for president. And Alan Keyes, that's exciting. He's on the ballot in California, Texas, Florida, here in Colorado. So some people have actually a pro-lifer to vote for in the campaign in the race for president in November. So that'll be exciting. Now, here's what I'd like to do. See if we could reach Steve, all right, in California. Let's try to track him down. I'd like to ask him if this decision by Google will affect the lifecommercials.com. Also, the Colorado Right to Life Banquet this Saturday night, it's $100 a plate. And I know that's expensive, but of course it's a fundraiser. And one of the directors of Colorado Right to Life, before the show, sent a message saying we have half-price tickets available, four half-price tickets. In other words, someone subsidized and said they'll give matching funds, $200 worth. So for somebody out there who would like to go to the banquet, and $100 is a bit too steep, of course it is a fundraiser, and that's why Colorado Right to Life, I think, has had three $100 a plate fundraisers in the last, what, year and 3 months, and each one has been a tremendous success. That was a major way of getting personhood on the ballot here in Colorado. And the Focus on the Strategy series and all that is a result of some of those fundraisers. So I'll give you the phone number for Colorado Right to Life. Oh, and their president is going to be on TV Friday morning at 11 o'clock. You want to see that if you can. That's on Channel 41, Daystar TV, throughout the Denver metro area. Joe Riccobono, president of Colorado Right to Life. Friday, just jot it on your calendar if you're available near a TV, 11 o'clock Friday morning, Channel 41. That will be great. And the phone number for Colorado Right to Life, 303-753-9394, 303-753-9394. Okay. Well, I want to go through some of the headlines of Bob and Your Live programs we've done this summer, to remind people about the impact this show is making. And, of course, this is our telethon month, September, and we do need your help. But one of the shows we did back in June 11th was Sheets of Shame for the DNC. And we did another show July 30th, Top Secret DNC Sheets of Shame Update. On July 10th, Please Send Seven Sheets. Put the word out to Christians all around the country. Please send seven sheets. Eventually, 2,400 sheets were sewed together in the American Right to Life sweatshop in the Denver area. and that extraordinary sign was placed on the mountain condemning the DNC for destroying unborn children. And that sign, of course, went around the world. And it will live forever, well, until the Lord returns, maybe after that, on the internet. And so it's exciting to see the way the Bob in Your Live audience is so willing to help with these crucial efforts to expose the wickedness of those, Republican and Democrat, who will kill unborn children. Then Barry Lynn and Bob Enyart debate free speech. And that had to do with the Pulpit Initiative project coming up, where pastors have a gag rule. They're afraid to warn people about evil leaders. And I asked Barry Lynn, well, what if the churches in Germany, would you want them to stay silent when a leader is rising to power who would kill Jews? Would you want those churches to not condemn that leader publicly, officially? And of course, he is a liberal, pro-homosexual, anti-Christian, pro-abortion, a godless Reverend Barry Lynn, and we had quite the debate. If you missed it, you'll want to hear it. Now, these shows have an impact far beyond just the airwaves reach of our broadcast station, KLTT. They get to people around the country, even around the world. So if you can help us continue to reach more people, please, I'm going to give you our phone number and our website. Please call and help with our telethon. Our phone number, 303-463-7789. That's the backdoor line to get into the BEL cabin. 303-463-7789. Normally, the 800 number is available, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-8-ENYART, Enyart, 1-800-836-9278. And our website, where you could click on the store and you could subscribe to a monthly Bible study album or the BEL Televised Classics, the old TV show that's back via DVD subscriptions, or the monthly sermons that we put out. There's so many ways to help, or you could give a monthly pledge, automatic monthly pledge, or a one-time gift for our telethon. Please call. And also The Plot, My Life's Work, a 300-page overview of the Bible. What a fun, fun book. And all our materials have a money-back guarantee. So our website, kgov.com. Okay, remember back on June 19th, pro-lifers blast the Colorado Republican Party chairman for all his godless influence on our culture, willing to sacrifice any truth, any treasured principle, any and every bit of godliness to get a Republican elected, even Republicans who oppose personhood and will promote homosexuality and basically ignore marriage and so on. So that was on the 19th of June. June 23rd, 7 reasons why George Carlin did not go to hell. George Carlin, who died, he's the 7 words you can't say on television guy. Well, we did the show after he died, the day he died. 7 reasons why George Carlin did not go to hell. And then there was June 24th, the excitement over the personhood bill introduced in the U.S. Senate, Senate Bill 3111 by Roger Wicker. And June 26th, Megan's call. Did you hear Megan's call? If you didn't hear Megan's call, oh boy, do you owe it to yourself to go to KGov, KGOV.com, click on recent programs, and go to June 26th. You'll want to hear that. And, of course, our BEL Televised Classics have just, wow, how many fabulous debates with liberals, atheists, homosexuals, pro-aborts on the BEL Televised Classics. Okay, now, we've reached them. Okay, this is good news. So Google, according to the London Times Online, Google has capitulated and has said that they will, quote, create a level playing field enabling religious groups to place ads on the topic of abortion. And I have online the president of Life Commercials, Steve Curtis. Steve, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. Oh, we lost Steve. Now, it says here we reached Steve on a ship in the Pacific. Is that true? That's true. He's on a ship in the Pacific. All right. Well, the ship's line must have gone down, so we'll try to get back to Steve. In the meantime, should... All right. We'll let our other callers hold. Maybe we're having a technical problem. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278. Now, out on a ship in the Pacific, I believe we have Steve Curtis. Steve, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Well, we'll see if we can keep this connection for a few minutes.
Okay. Hey, Steve, Google says now, in fact, the Times in London said beginning today, this very day, September 17th, 2008, Christians can buy ads about abortion, opposing abortion on Google, but you've been doing this for years. How have you been doing it?
Well, we've had to out-trick them at their own game. It's very clear when you start to do that and you see one ad campaign after another get taken down. And it's disheartening because, you know, you work and you work and you work to get, you know, meet all their guidelines.
Right. All right. We lost Steve Curtis. So he is literally on a ship in the Pacific. He was on Wiley Drake's radio program this morning. And so we appreciate him trying, and our producer here trying to make that connection. But we'll talk to him when he gets back on land. But what Steve has done, and I know I've been a board member for Life Commercials on and off over the years, and what he does is he outwits Google, and he places ads that manage to get through their censorship. And now perhaps beginning today this will be easier, but for example, women looking for morning after pill information, you could go to one of the Life Commercials websites, morningafterpillinformation.com. And the issue of abortion and racism when people search for Martin Luther King Jr.'s name. And so many powerful ads run by Life Commercials. And, of course, you know Steve Curtis's name because he's also the president of American Right to Life Action, the political 527 group that sponsored the DNC Sheets of Shame during the Democratic National Convention in Denver. What looks like to be the world's largest ever protest sign, 520 feet tall and 680 feet wide, just massive, saying DNC destroys unborn children. And also Steve's group, American Right to Life Action, sponsored the protest at James Dobson's headquarters when Dr. Dobson has violated his pledge. And he said he would never, for as long as God lets him live on this earth, he would never vote for a pro-life politician who has exceptions. That is, he said, who's willing to kill a single innocent child. John McCain's policies kill countless, countless innocent children. You need to count as high as the hundreds of thousands and millions to count all of the kids that John McCain as president will allow to be killed in his America. And so Dr. Dobson tragically has violated his pledge to God. And if you heard the programs, just the last three programs, we had an extensive discussion with one of the Focus on the Family affiliates, their Family Policy Institute of Washington, on this topic with Russell Johnson. And if you miss those, you're going to want to hear them. In fact, people have been emailing the link to that discussion to other Christians and pro-lifers around the country. And then also we've had the discussion with Joseph Farah, founder and editor of WorldNet Daily, talking about John McCain and the Republican Party and how John McCain is flatly not pro-life. John McCain rejects the right to life of the unborn. And guess what? If you reject the right to the life, If you reject the right to life of the unborn, you are not pro-life. And if you call yourself pro-life, you are a liar. And the people who so gullibly believe it are people who want to be lied to. And that's a codependent relationship. And psychologists should know about codependent relationships, right? So when someone is being used like a mistress and being lied to and refuses to break out of that destructive relationship and that enabling role, then they need to call out to God for help, because it destroys people's lives as individuals, and it destroys the health of the body of Christ, and it destroys the moral foundation of our nation. Okay, so I'd like to continue with some of the shows we've done just this summer, but if some of these, if you remember these shows, or some of them, and you realize, boy, Bob and Yurt Live has really had an impact on our culture, the body of Christ, my own family, my own Christian walk, and I enjoy it, I appreciate it, but maybe I haven't given sacrificially to help Bob and Yurt Live stay on the air. Please, we need your help. Do you remember, those of you who listen over the internet, there were 9 programs that didn't get uploaded over the summer, 9 in a row, because of all the work that we do here at Bob and Yurt Live and the tight resources we have. And we don't have enough staff and enough budget. And so we had 2 weeks go by without one program being uploaded. It was devastating. It was, and people would call. I don't know how many messages we got. Do you guys know the shows? And we need those calls, because sometimes we don't know if there's a technical problem. So please email and call when you see a problem on our website at kgov.com. But boy, did we know. It was weighing heavily on us that we didn't have the money, the resources, the staff to upload the shows even. You know, when you consider that it's not your own financial well-being that's the priority, but it's that the work of the gospel comes before your own interests. That's our goal here at Bob and Yurt Live, to keep that perspective, that priority. And so we don't do things that are in the best interest of the BEL finances. So all the time we've spent this month so far telling people about the Colorado Right to Life annual banquet, and I think we probably have spent more time talking about that than our own telethon. And that happens every year. What are they doing having a September banquet anyway? Don't they know we have a September telethon? There are not enough months in the year. That's the bottom line. So please, if you can help, if you have enjoyed these shows, preparing and leading up to the Sheets of Shame for the DNC, the debate with Barry Lynn, the Christian pro-lifers standing up against godless Republicans like the current chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, where we have the former chairman, Steve Curtis, who's a Christian hero. Christian hero. So we have the former chairman blasting the current chairman. Praise God, huh, for repentance and humility. 7 reasons why George Carlin did not go to hell. Do you remember that show? People are thinking, come on, George Carlin's got to be in hell. Well, listen to that program. I think you'll enjoy that. 7 reasons why George Carlin did not go to hell. And then Megan's call. And then remember the press conference against Colorado's censorship, Senate Bill 200, where our governor actually signed a law that says that it's prohibited to publish discriminatory matter that would discriminate based on shacking up together, cohabitation, and homosexuality. Literally prohibiting the publishing of books, flyers, ads, posters that would contain Christian teaching on sexual immorality. Just devastating. The general contractor who quit building the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic in Seattle. Praise the Lord for that show, July 3rd. Bob and Yurt with Janet Folger on Faith to Action. Remember that? National Right to Life tries to pull the plug on the personhood movement. I don't know if you recall that, but that's back with our meeting Hostility with Hospitality 2008, when American Right to Life went to Washington, D.C., and held a hospitality suite on the top floor of the Crystal City Hyatt back there. And then July 9th, Creation Museum Summer Update. The Creation Museum in Ohio, well, in northern Kentucky there on the border, run by Answers in Genesis and Ken Ham, breaking all expectations and records. And then Dick Morris advises U.S. Senate candidate Bob Schaefer. Dick Morris advised on this show on Bob Inert Live, former Clinton advisor Dick Morris advised Republican Bob Schaefer, Bob, you better not oppose the personhood amendment. It's a base issue. It's a life issue. You got to support Colorado's personhood amendment. Bob Schaefer's come out against the amendment. So Bob Schaefer should be one of the casualties of the abortion wars. Please don't vote for Bob Schaefer. Any Republican who is against personhood should be opposed. When we want to increase social tension over abortion, we don't just mean to Planned Parenthood. We can't increase it any more than we've done in 20 years to them. We want to increase the social tension over abortion to Republicans, to pro-lifers, to Christians. We want Republicans who say they're pro-life to consider that their political career will live or die with their fight against child killing. And if they want to put child killing on the back burner to increase their chances for power, then they need to ask God to help them reprioritize their political commitments and look for courage. Then we have John Lofton, host Bob Inert Live. Remember that? I was out of town. Where was I? I think I was in Atlanta, Georgia. That's right, at the Operation Rescue Nationals event. They are 20 years after Operation Rescue exploded onto the national scene at the DNC 20 years ago in Georgia. And John Lofton came on this program to hold Focus on the Family's feet to the fire because they were not endorsing the personhood amendment. And then the internet was abuzz with his efforts. He was able to get into Focus on the Family over the last few months. He met with Dr. Dobson. He talked to Tom Minery. And Focus on the Family has finally endorsed Colorado's personhood amendment. Wow. Is this a pledge to the telethon? A pledge to the telethon, $300 from a contractor in Arvada, Colorado, Best for Less Heating and Cooling. All right. Thank you, Best for Less. I hope my wife is listening right now, Cheryl. Cheryl, could you call Best for Less? We have that problem with our air conditioner. We had a fix once the summer was ended. Could you call Best for Less Heating and Cooling? Oh, and then, by the way, if you have any remodeling you need done at your home, fancy schmancy remodeling run by my brother, Brian Enyart, who I talked to a furniture builder from Texas this week, and he had come up here, and he actually spent some time and worked with my brother on job sites. And he said, Bob, in all the years I've been a carpenter, your brother, Brian Enyart, is the best carpenter I have ever met, ever in my life. Finish work. He's a master carpenter, my brother Brian. So if you need remodeling, you can reach Brian Enyart at 303-463-7789, 463-7789. Leave a message for Brian Enyart, fancy schmancy remodeling, or for heating and cooling, Best for Less, in Arvada, Colorado. Okay, and please help with the telethon. 800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. That's so encouraging, $300. Our goal is $35,000. We're almost there. We're at 3,000. What are we at, $3,000? We're at $3,500. We're almost there. Well, we're 10% of the way. Okay, that's almost there, depending on your perspective. You know, Gideon, he got there. All right, then we did a warning on July 23rd. Dr. Dobson was set to violate his pledge to God. And we asked people, please pray that Dr. Dobson will not violate his pledge to God, which tragically he went on to do exactly that. July 29th, Collaborators Project plumber refuses job. That was an exciting show. Planned Parenthood called a plumber, and the plumber said, have you ever heard of the Collaborators Project? I'm not doing it. You guys kill kids. That's another reason to come to Saturday night's banquet, Colorado Right to Life. They have a panel discussion, and the Collaborators Project will have a seat on the panel talking about the strategy to how to actually end abortion. And then the July 30th update, top secret DNC Sheets of Shame update. Didn't you enjoy knowing about the Sheets of Shame before it happened and the whole world found out? Press release went out August 26th, 7 o'clock in the morning, and it said to journalists, in fact, $1,000 was spent on that one press release. American Right to Life sent it out. And it said to journalists and delegates of the DNC, look out your hotel windows to the west. Look out your hotel window to the west. And from 1,000 locations around Denver and from 1,000 media outlets and websites and blogs around the world, people found out that the DNC destroys unborn children. I mean, in India, in England, throughout the Spanish-speaking world, on Telemundo, all the wire services, virtually every major news website, I mean, like Houston Chronicle, Washington Post, everywhere. July 31st, reason number 432 to pull her out of public school. Speaking of your daughter. August 5th, Dobson endorses Colorado Personhood Amendment. That was encouraging, no? And they have a feminist who works there, Carrie Gordon Earle, and she actually said to the Rocky Mountain News 3 days ago, she said, well, we didn't officially endorse it. We're supporting it, but we're not endorsing it. She's, talk about a double-minded man. Unstable in all his ways, the scripture says. That's what they're saying about McCain now. Well, we're supporting McCain, but we're not endorsing him. It's double-minded, taking both sides on every issue. That's what happens when you become increasingly political and a moral relativist. You want to take both sides on every issue so you maximize the money that you can take in and not have to take a stand or take a hit for your commitments. That's John McCain. Do you realize how many issues he's now saying, well, that's a states' rights issue? Issue after issue after issue. Do you remember the program we did last week with Michelle McIntyre, The Life of the Party? That was a great interview. That's coming up tomorrow, the conclusion of that. And Michelle McIntyre, she's been a strong pro-life Christian from the state of Washington, but she has been defending Ron Paul and the Libertarian Party's argument that abortion is a states' rights issue. There is no right to kill an unborn child, and that argument destroys the personhood of the unborn. And it's also an attack on the 5th and 14th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution, because that baby is a person who should be protected by every law that says do not murder. So we're out of time, but please help. Bob Inyart Live, 800-8-NYART and KGov.com. And Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a great school, and see you Saturday night.